Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 161.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. This is episode number 161. I'm your host as always. This is going to be the second part of Sterling Koza's series, and we're going to be talking about practicing again, but this time we're going to be talking about, or he's going to be talking about, I should say, quite possibly one of the most, if not the most important thing in jazz and in music, and that's time, right? Practicing in time. And how do we practice in time, and how do we do that efficiently, right? Because there needs to be some checks and balances, especially when we're practicing, because otherwise you just don't know. You know, you just don't know if you're staying in time. You could be rushing, you could be dragging, you could be not swinging, right? And so Sterling has a great episode today on practicing in time. Really, really awesome stuff, as always. I really, really love it. I do apologize if you, well, I guess it won't matter to you guys because you're just listening, but if you go check out the video, as always on our YouTube channel, we publish our videos. If you don't want to listen, you can watch the video. It's a little more condensed, less talking up front, right? You don't get the inside aspects to my life or the stories of JPS, but if you're just here for that content, the videos are the best way to do that. But the past few episodes, we've had some technical difficulties, so I do apologize for that. There is no MIDI on this one or the previous episode, but still great content. You can still see and watch his lesson of the keyboard, so really cool stuff. So with that being said, let's dive right into this awesome episode.
All right, hey everybody, welcome back to another podcast for jazzpianoschool.com. This is Sterling Koza. So today we've got the second installment of How to Practice Like a Pro. The topic today, don't just play. What do we mean by that? Well, it's easy to get into the practice room and say, hey, I'm going to work on this tune today, or I'm going to work on playing blues. And you play a blues for an hour, and maybe you have some fun, and you find some new things, but at the end of the day, you played a blues for an hour. And how much is that going to get you? Well, if you do that every day, it might get you somewhere, but here we're talking about how to optimize our practice time, how to get the most out of our practice time. What if you only have 20 minutes? How can you get the most out of that time? Well, today we're talking about don't just play. Now, if I'm going to play a blues, I want to have a specific goal in mind. What's my goal? Is it to play through multiple keys? Am I working on my rhythm? Am I working on my time feel? Am I working on my harmonic vocabulary? These are all different things that we can think about within the framework of just one simple thing as a blues. But in order to maximize our practice time, we want to be able to focus on a specific thing. So that thing that you focus on, the topic of your focus for that practice session, is up to you. And what you choose to practice will ultimately determine who you are as a player and what you sound like based on what you want to work on. And we'll go through a few suggestions of things that you could work on. We're going to use a blues for today. So if I have a blues like Straight No Chaser, the Monk tune, we'll go ahead and play it. For those of you that aren't familiar, it goes like this. That's the head, more or less, minus a few little misnotes. But so if I'm working on this blues, already this tune gives me a lot to think about. Now, if I'm playing a blues, if I were just playing, I might sit down and go. Thank you. So that's all well and good. I can play the changes. I've spent a good amount of time just playing through the changes of a blues, finding some different ways to go through it. But after a while, it gets old. I mean, I don't know if anyone else has ever felt I'm playing the same blues over and over again. Well, here's a way to get out of that. And we're talking about don't just play. Don't just sit down and play a blues. What blues are you going to play? What head are you going to play? What are you going to do with the head? How are you going to accompany yourself? Those are all things that you can think about and focus on in your practice to give you that much more of an effective and accurate practice routine. So if I were to sit down and play the blues straight note chaser, if I'm working on my improvising, I might play the head and say, okay, when I'm improvising here, I want to use some aspects of the melody in my improvising. Now let's take a look at this melody. What are some of the aspects of this melody that stand out to you? To me, for this one, the big thing is the chromaticism. Chromatic sidestepping going on. And then at the end, at the very end, you've got a whole chromatic scale going from C to B flat. Right? So if I were to work on my improvising on this tune, playing a blues, I might say, hey, let's see how much chromaticism I can use in this solo. So here's what that might look like for me. I'll play the last part of the head. As you can see, that was a little different from what I came in earlier, the solo I played. I may have been using some similar left-hand shapes, but the solo itself was very different because I had a specific goal in mind. And you'll find that when you practice with these specific goals in mind, it starts to make its way into your playing, where you go to take a solo and you go, oh hey, when I take this solo, maybe I can play with this chromaticism from the melody, or maybe I can play this solo using only triplets or something. And these are ways that you can get the most out of your practicing so that when you go to perform or play with people, these aspects start to make their way into your playing. So what are some other options we can have for things to focus on in our practice? Well, the list is kind of endless, but if we're just talking about a blues, if we're talking about straight note chaser still, first we talked about chromaticism. Another big part of this tune that I find inspiration in is the rhythmic nature. Thelonious Monk, the author of this blues, the composer, was a big proponent of alternative and interesting rhythms. So check out the rhythm of this tune. So I might interpret that rhythm as sort of angular and a little offbeat. So what if I take a solo that's sort of angular and offbeat? Let's try that. Thank you. that was my version of a solo that is sort of angular and offbeat in a monkish sort of style. So it can be really fun to just give yourself different challenges and tasks to kind of shake things up and change up your improvising. So see if you can come up with your own ideas. Take maybe a tune you're working on. It doesn't have to be a blues. Take a tune that you like and find some different aspects of the tune that pique your interest and challenge yourself in different ways that maybe you're not used to playing. Maybe play a tune with only minor chords or only major seventh chords or something, or only fourths. It's really great to give yourself parameters. Someone once told me that the greatest freedom comes within boundaries, which is something to think about. It might be a little counterintuitive at first, but it begins to make sense when you start talking about these different ways that you can find freedom within these constraints of these different focuses in your practice. So I hope you found this helpful and enjoyed some of the stuff we talked about today. And I can't wait to hear what you come up with. All right, see you next time.